You have been witness and participant of the Green and Healthy Schoolyards process over a number of years now. What have you witnessed about what it takes for it to be successful, and what value does it provide Milwaukee?
So the city of Milwaukee is very excited to partner with Milwaukee Public Schools and the Green Schools Consortium to help invest in greening our schoolyards as a starting point for environmental education for our kids. For us, it's incredibly important for a number of reasons. First and foremost, in an urban environment surrounded by really too much blacktop and asphalt surfaces in general, but particularly in schoolyards, that's not a healthy environment for our kids. It's not healthy from an air quality standpoint. It doesn't give people a good sense of what the outdoors should be, and it's not equitable with suburban neighbors that, you know, may have high schools that have very large play fields and things like that, and so where kids are routinely getting exposed to nature. So the Green Schoolyards project for us is just checks all the boxes. We're improving the environment directly by removing asphalt and putting in green schoolyards, and we're getting kids excited about careers in education and understanding the value of nature.
Cool. And then from the city's perspective, like, making that kind of change happen is complicated and takes a lot of money. So, like, what are some of the levers that have been pulled to make this kind of thing happen?
So the city of Milwaukee is a separate unit of government from Milwaukee Public Schools. However, we have our own green infrastructure plan with our own goals for adding green infrastructure as a means of helping the city adapt to climate change. And we understand that we need green space to deal with extreme storms and flooding. And the schoolyards are, you know, a huge the school districts are a huge owner of real estate. So it behooves all of us to work together. So the city has put in $600,000 a year to help support the Green Schoolyards projects. And in doing so, also helped fund a coordinator within the school district to help coordinate those projects. And the schoolyards, in my view, should be step one for what all schools should be doing on sustainability. But once you realize that, you realize there's all these other opportunities for how school districts should be more eco-friendly in their operations, both in how the buildings are operated, how the schoolyards are designed, but also in the curriculum for the kids.
Cool. What do you see on the horizon for Milwaukee Public Schools in this program, or green space and increased water management in Milwaukee over the next 5-10 years?
Sure. So the city is adopting a climate and equity plan where we need to, for the first time, explicitly address climate change with an equity lens. And within our climate plan, the community has come together and said these schoolyard projects are outstanding. We need to figure out a way to double that. And we're all going to have to work together with state, local, and federal partners to find the funding to do that. But there is just so much excitement and energy around these schoolyard projects that it was a natural fit for our climate plan. And so the challenge is to accelerate this work in Milwaukee, but in school districts throughout the state. We owe it to our kids. I grew up in a school where there was two soccer fields, and that's what we did on recess, was run around and play soccer all day. And to me, it's just not fair to see so many kids that are on a blacktop surrounded by a chain link fence and say, "Good, you know, have fun, kids," and try to keep cool at recess. I mean, we can do better than that. We have to do better than that. And I see green schools as a great way to accelerate that.
Cool. Anything else you want to add?
We're just here at the Green Schools Conference, which is an outstanding opportunity to connect environmental groups to the teachers. And I just want to give a shout out to the teachers who have taken on so much in the last 2 years with the pandemic. But also, we just appreciate them so much for the ones that are passionate about it and want to get their kids involved in a greener, more prosperous future.